Hello everyone, welcome to the Babel. I'm Kara.
I'm Tina.
Today, we want to talk about two holidays. The first holiday we want to talk about is Halloween, which was just a few days ago. In America, Halloween is a big deal. Dressing up in costumes is one of the most popular costumes, especially among children. According to tradition,People would wear special clothing, masks, or disguises to frighten the spirits away. Popular Halloween costumes include vampires, ghosts, and werewolves. We believe you guys must have been very familiar with these supernatural beings by watching American films like Twilight and TV series like The Vampire Diaries.
Now they have a new trend.Dressing up their pets for the holiday. Americans spent $7.4 billion on Halloween, and $350 million of that is for costumes for pets. About 15% of Americans will buy costumes for their pets, and spending has increased by 40% in the past 2 years.Go online and you can buy a Robin Hood costume, or a Wonder Woman one, or a cow costume. The outfits come in various sizes. The cost can be as little as $7.8 or as much as $300. In Hollywood, pet costumes for movie characters and celebrities are popular as well.Some dogs are dressed as Edward Scissorhands or Kim Kardashian. Cat owners can also participate in this fun. Stores sell orange and black cat nail clips and a Halloween bow tie costume collar. Sounds interesting, isn't it? So the next October the 31st, will you consider dressing yourself as Harry Potter? And meanwhile, dressing up your little dog as the Owl Hathaway for Halloween.
Now, let's talk about the second holiday, November 11th, the Singles' Day. This holiday is not a traditional festival as Halloween, but nowadays, more and more people are celebrating it. Some will go on complaining about how being single sucks all day, and some will have prepared all kinds of things to buy online on that day. But,Admit it or not, being single can be fun. We can take it as a challenge to learn about yourself, to take chances and go on trips. You can take this time to become a better person. So, really being single doesn't have to be lonely or filled with late nights in bars. It's a chance to discover what you like, learn more about others, and find the person of your dreams.Of course, I truly wish everyone can meet with their Mr. and Mrs. Right at the right place and in the right time. Well, I think mine just took a wrong turn and got lost, and is too stubborn to ask for directions. So, right now, whether you're single or in a relationship, enjoy it, cherish it, and embrace it. Happy Singles' Day!
At last, please allow us to end this program with two poems about love. Here is a poem, When You Are Old, by Irish poet W.B. Yeats. When you are old and gray and full of sleep and nodding by the fire, take down this book.And slowly read and dream of the soft look your eyes had once and of their shadows deep. How many loved your moments of glad grace and loved your beauty with love, false or true. But one man loved the pilgrim soul in you and lovedthe sorrows of your changing face. And bending down beside the glowing bars, murmur a little sadly how love fled and paced upon the mountains overhead, and hid his face amid a crowd of stars.
Love, you say, is the one force that cannot be explained, cannot be broken down into a chemical process. When no one is there, and the light that illuminates our loss, it is a beacon that guides us back home. Its absence robs us of all pleasure, of all capacity for joy. It makes our nights darker and our days gloomier. But when we find love, no matter how wrong, how sad, or how horrible, we cling to it. It gives us strength. It holds us upright. It feeds on us and we feed on it. Love is our grace. Love is our downfall.